How do I use the teaching today about investigating the cause of suffering when working with betrayal? Been married to a high school sweetheart for 40 years, raised children together, and best of friends. Lately has gone off the deep end. Midlife crisis? Who knows, but he started drinking and acting out sexually. The feelings of shock, betrayal, hurt, anger, and fear are beyond words. If new relationship, I would leave, but he's been in my life since I was a child. Impossible to accept, but hard to leave. How do I find the cause of suffering, noble truth you spoke of today, and how to bring some equanimity and space around this? Yes, this is, that's incredibly tough, because it touches on all sorts of layers with that betrayal and the sense of where is the responsibility, duty, all of it's, it is very complicated. But it's also in the sense of in terms of paying attention to suffering, that sense of one is recognizing that the suffering that one is experiencing is also in relationship to the that sense of betrayal, but expectation of somebody else's conduct. And I think it's important to really make it clear for yourself one's own commitment to skillful conduct or skillful, wholesome conduct, and to be able to take a refuge in that, in the sense that, and that's where, say, like those, that recollection or reflection on equanimity is not just empty words, but is a sense of being owners of our karma, heir to our karma, and that recognizing that when somebody does unskillful action, then that is their action. And to be able to reflect on the sense of one's own commitment or one's own continuity of skillful action, so that one is, okay, I can look after myself, take responsibility for myself, and have at least a sense of clarity around that, so that there's a sense of not being too enmeshed in the and identifying with the actions of somebody else. Of course, after a marriage of 40 years, and it's the boundaries start to blur, so that one has made associations over time, so that that very clear pulling back and realizing that one's own actions are in the sense of commitment to integrity and virtue and wholesome action, and to realize that that is a refuge. And then if somebody else, a spouse, a partner, if they start acting in ways that are really unskillful, then one has to be able to make that separation and realize that they're going to have to inherit the results of their own actions, and that one is going to need to I think it's probably helpful to pull back a bit and to not get too entangled with somebody when somebody is exceedingly deluded. I mean, there's also by pulling back doesn't necessarily mean one has to cut oneself off completely, but because it's like pulling back and being able to see what the is there any effect? Is there any change? Is there any hope? And is there some other cause? Is it just some delusional fantasy or confusion in the person's life? Is it something that is brought on by something deeper, either physical or mental? So that really being able to step back to determine that. But it's hard to determine that if one's enmeshed. But yeah, it's not at all easy or straightforward, or that one can just give some kind of trite answer to. So. But I think that's also another thing of in terms of having a network of good spiritual friendships where one can draw close to other people who do have a good moral anchor and they're supportive of your practice, and that's where a network or having that contact of good kalyanamitta, because support is so important in situations like that. Having some kind of support, having some kind of sounding board that one can work through and talk honestly about the what one's experiencing. Okay, this has a different flavor.